So for those who are looking, wondering, thinking that they want to return home, start by opening your bank
Oh
account.
yeah.
Get your TRN first.
Have a good
Open
credit
your Jamaican bank accounts.
card.
Have flows coming through that account regularly, and that will make it easier when it's time to get financing to purchase your home.
This episode is brought to you by the University of the Commonwealth Caribbean.
Imagine holding up your smartphone or tablet over the pages of this magazine and watching as homes, landscapes, and experiences leap at the page in vibrant, interactive 3D. AR bridges the gap between the physical and digital worlds, bringing to life the rich tapestry of Jamaican life and property in ways that static pages simply cannot capture. Welcome to the debut of RE/MAX Jamaica Augmented Living, your new passport to the vibrant heart and soul of Jamaica. We've got the keys to unlock a collection of Jamaica's most sought-after homes. With our AR property interactive experience, you're not just always looking at homes, you're having a memorable experience.
So you've decided to move back to Jamaica because no one are better than you are, but there's just one issue. You need a place to live, especially if you've been living overseas for a long time. What should you look for as a returning resident? I'm Kalila Reynolds and welcome to The Property Source, powered by RE/MAX Elite Realty. On this episode, we'll talk to returning resident Ricardo Fowler and the RE/MAX agent who helped him find his dream home and yard, Bruce McFarlane. Hey, hi Ricardo. Hi Bruce. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
All the way from Montego Bay. How was the trip?
It was good.
Yeah, it's been quite comfortable.
All right. I want to start with Ricardo. So you are a returning resident. How long you been back in Jamaica?
For a little bit over a year.
Okay. So where were you before?
I was in New York.
And tell me, what made you decide to come back and start looking for property?
Well, New York cool.
That's a good reason.
Yes, and that's why. That's the main reason.
So you brought family or just you?
I know. I have my wife is here with me.
Okay, nice. How are you finding it so far?
Good. I love it.
Awesome.
Yeah, I really love it.
All right. So tell me, because I hear that you're the dream client. No, for RE/MAX dream client. What was it like working with Bruce finding your property?
So Bruce is an excellent realtor. The process was very seamless. He communicates well. So it made things easier. I was actually overseas when I was looking, so there was a lot of texts and email, video calls. Mm-hmm.
What were you looking for?
Well, it was a mixed bag. At first, I thought that I would buy a land and then build. And then afterwards, I decided to just get a house and did some renovation to that house. Mm-hmm. So that's essentially what I settled with.
So tell me what it was like working with Ricardo.
And let me tell you, this young man, it is awesome to have a client that knows what he wants and it did his research. So it was very easy for me. He actually would be sending me properties. So my job was easy. So we both come together, we look at options, and then we decide to choose the one that we like. And after a while, I think I knew exactly what he wanted. It was easy for me to just pick. I said, okay, look at this one. Yes.
So how many properties did you end up looking at before you chose?
Quite a few. Quite a few. Well, one of the constraints was my budget. So that kind of...
You had a constraint?
Yeah.
Interesting. You learn every day.
So that limited certain things, you know, because you can't get exactly the cookie cutter what you want. So looked at quite a few.
And how long did the whole process take?
In terms of locating the property or after it's located?
Give me both. So finding the dream property that you finally ended up buying, and then after, how long did it take?
All right, so it took to find the property maybe about 4 months.
Okay, not bad.
Like that, yeah.
That's not bad at all.
No, not at all. And then the process to finalize the sale, now that took a little bit longer, because buying properties in the US, you find a property and you close like within a month, mm-hmm. right?
In Jamaica.
In Jamaica. So in Jamaica, it took maybe about 4 or 5 months to close. Mm-hmm. There was a slight delay at the end, yes. but it went through.
For Jamaica, that's actually not bad.
Yeah, it actually was good time. And the thing about getting clients from the U.S., they're accustomed to closing
right.
within so, a month, so doing 3 weeks, and it's closed. So you have to do a bit of education. You know, it's a little different here. You know, you might have to wait a little longer for it to be closed. But
yeah.
It wasn't too bad. 4 months, 5 months, it was
that's not bad at all, knowing what the market is like here. So what specifically were you looking for, especially as a returning resident? You're probably used to certain amenities. What specifically were you looking for?
Well, there's two sides to that. The answer to that question, first, what I'm looking for, and then what my wife was looking for.
And the wife always gets
basically, so what was your wife looking for?
That's a better question, isn't it? Yeah. All right, so she, this was her first home being purchased, right? So there's a different set of emotions attached to when you're buying your first home. Mm-hmm. After you buy a couple houses, then it's more like, okay, I understand the business of it and so forth. So you kind of like look past the color of the paint that's currently on the house, mm-hmm. or those minor things. So for her specifically, she wanted a safe neighborhood. That was her main thing.
Safety, yep.
Safety. She wanted a safe neighborhood. She wanted something that she can see herself growing into. So that's something that we looked at as well. And the other thing that she was looking for is a spacious master bedroom, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And a dream kitchen as well.
And were you able to check all those boxes?
I did. I think I did. This neighborhood is pretty safe, pretty good, and she got exactly what she wanted. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what goes into working with somebody who's abroad? You mentioned video calls and a lot of email, but it must be a step more difficult when the person is not here to physically see the property.
It is that it all right. For Ricardo, it really wasn't. This guy's a guy of details, really, and his wife was equally in it as he was. So we both would go together to the properties, his wife and myself, and then.
Oh, so she came down to do something?
No, she lived here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she lives okay. Here. That makes it a little bit easier.
Right, mm-hmm. So the video call was just, this guy get every detail, by the way. I'll be having the video, and he's like, no, Bruce, go back to the left. I saw something, go back to the left. So even though it was video call, it was like he was here. Mm-hmm. And then his wife also has a keen eye for stuff. So it wasn't too bad, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did you find, well, you said budget constraints was an issue, but did you find that to be particularly burdensome? Because cost of real estate just been going up.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I would say, okay, so there's two ways to look at it. In terms of budget constraint, it's the area that I'm looking for was higher than most other area because of the safety.
Mm-hmm. So a gated community?
No, it wasn't gated.
But just the type of community. Yeah, there's not much crime.
Yeah, it was a higher price. So
is it in Mobay side?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because at that time, for the price that I paid for this house, I probably could have gotten 1.5 house in gated community, maybe even 2, depending. Because mm-hmm. price in gated community, they've been going up a lot lately, too. Mm-hmm. So in the area that I was looking for is where the price constraint came in, because mm-hmm. the area was pretty pricey. Mm-hmm.
So what sold you on this property?
You know, funny enough, this property wasn't even something that was even listed. I mean, he did convince me to buy it. So
the wife so we're gets going what for, she wants.
my wife and I were going for a walk through the neighborhood, right? Because at that point, we lived in the neighborhood. So we're walking through the neighborhood, and there was a for sale sign on the property. And I'm like, we never looked at this one yet. Then we started the process, researching and so forth. And then we ended up buying it. So it was really the neighborhood that sold us, because we were walking through the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. And was Remax the agent on that, or you just
no? It's actually another agent.
So how does that work?
Well, we co-broke. It went well. So I just called up the other agent, and we're able to get a good deal. All right, you might say that the process was 4 or 5 months, but you have to understand within the 4 or 5 months, it's a lot of houses. It might seem like a short period, but we would be checking places I don't want to say every day, but it felt like every day. Mm-hmm. You know? So we'd be walking neighborhoods together. Or if he sees something, he says, hey, Bruce, you got to see this. I see something. So when I say that, he's one of those clients that it makes it a lot easier for the agent to work. Because he's finding stuff to show me also. You know, so that's what happened.
Compared to living, well, you're coming from New York. Mm-hmm. So what was the reason that you decided you want to come back home, settle roots here, compared to living in New York? How's it been this past year?
I spent most of my childhood in Jamaica. So I finished high school and then I went to college in New York. And then I lived in New York for about 20 years or so, right? So during that time, I've always had a plan to retire in Jamaica. I just did it a little bit earlier than I thought. So when I decided to move back to Jamaica, there's a couple of things that I was concerned about. Safety, the adjustment in the culture, and so forth. Now,
your wife is Jamaican?
Yes, at heart she is.
She sounds very much Jamaican.
She's more Jamaican than I am at this point, okay. Put it that way. So moving back now to answer your question more directly, one of the big difference for me is the pace, but I love it. So New York is a go, go, go pace.
New York minute.
Right, and New York is actually different from a lot of other states in America, but specifically New York, it's 24 hours. It's, you go on a Sunday, if you want to do something, everywhere is open. Now I got to Jamaica and finished working, and then I'm like, it's about 4:30. I'm like, okay, I'm going to run to Bosco. I need to get some household supplies.
On a Sunday, you said?
No, this was on a weekday.
On a weekday?
Yes, I went to
Bosco. And it was closed?
Bosco closed. I looked at the hours on the door, 9 to 5. Wow. I'm like, wait, so when does working people shop? Right? So that's one of the things that slows us down. So on a Sunday or even a Saturday or holidays and so forth, we're slowed down because when in New York you'd go play golf or you go to the mall or something on a holiday, mm-hmm. Now you just have to be at home and your family just relaxing.
Yep.
So I enjoy that a lot now.
Oh, that's good. So that's a pro for you.
Oh yes, absolutely. Because it naturally slows you down organically, you know, so it's really good for me.
And then the property prices too, because we were talking about how the real estate prices in Jamaica have been going up, but compared to New York,
exactly.
You can get a lot more house here than you can there.
Yeah, absolutely, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, that's very true.
Okay, and so the adjustment has been pretty smooth so far?
Yeah, very smooth. I still go back and forth, but yeah, very smooth.
So Bruce, working with somebody who is either abroad planning to return or has recently returned, do you have any tips for them? Like, is there anything specific any specific way that you would guide somebody like Ricardo?
Well, I think a lot of people probably don't know the first thing they need to get is a TRN. Without the TRN, you can't, if you're interested in getting a property, any at all, TRN, you need to get that out of the way. And
so he couldn't use his social security?
No.
It has to be
TRN? Buying a property in Jamaica, you need a TRN.
So what if you're not Jamaican, you still have to go through that process?
Yeah, it's you have to have a TRN to buy anything here, really. And it's quite easy. You can't do it remotely, I guess.
So step number one, go to
get a TRN. Hopefully you have a good credit score. And that will determine your interest rate and stuff like that. So, you know, and if you're using mortgage, you will need to probably open an account in Jamaica.
I was just wondering that. How does financing work? So do you use mostly Jamaican banks or could he have used his bank in the U.S.?
He could. He could use a bank in the U.S. He could borrow money there and the lawyer, somehow they'll send it from, they figured out send it to the, yeah, but a lot of them, most of the ones that I've used is really through Jamaican banks here. So they open an account and they check their.
So does it make it easier when you have the Jamaican account?
I don't know if it makes it easier, but it seems as if it makes it easier because most of them tend to do that. So I would assume that it is easier somehow. I'm not sure how it works over there in terms of, but I don't know. Most of them seem to open an account here. Mm-hmm.
If I can jump in quickly.
Sure.
So I'm going through another property that I'm buying with Bruce, right? and I'm learning a couple new things in that process as well. You definitely need a TRN. American banks don't work directly with the mortgage. So if you're getting a loan from American bank, it's going to be like a cash loan where however you pay them back. But it won't be tied to the property. They won't have a lien on the property. I haven't found a bank in America that will do that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So if you're doing a mortgage in Jamaica, it's better to get it from a Jamaican bank.
Correct. Right. And then the banks in Jamaica, because at this point now I'm shopping around mortgage with different banks for this new property. And the banks in Jamaica all require that you have an account with them in order for them to give.
I was just thinking that. So what if you've been abroad for so long and you don't really have any track record locally? How does that work? Well, I don't know if that was your experience or if you had maintained an account here all along.
No, I've had several accounts, so that was a little bit easier for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So for those who are looking, wondering, thinking that they want to return home, start by opening your bank account.
Oh, yeah.
Get your TRN first.
Have a good...
Open your Jamaican bank account. Mm-hmm. Have flows coming through that account regularly, and that will make it easier when it's time to get financing to purchase your home.
And I would also tell them to shop around. Don't just take the first person that want to give you money, because then again, the interest rates vary. So
that's true.
Might not be too significant, but everything adds up, really.
Oh, it definitely adds up. 1% is... millions of dollars
over time.
Yeah,
absolutely. I've noticed amongst returning residents, a lot of them tend to be older. You had met your goal to retire early. Yes. Still pretty young, at least you look young. That's awesome. But a lot of returning residents tend to be older retirees, 60s, 70s. Are there differences when you're looking for a house as a young person versus an old person, Bruce?
Yeah, well,
older person.
Yeah, for the older person, security seem to be one of the things that they really want. But I also realize that getting like a bungalow, they tend to go for that too. So it's a mixture of security and they like space where they can probably do their little gardening and, you know, stuff like that. So a lot of them would tend to go for the bungalows.
Right, they don't want to climb the stairs.
They don't want to climb the stairs. They don't want anywhere that's too noisy, or, you know. So they prefer a little privacy where they can do their thing. These neighborhoods where you have bungalows, you tend to have less cars or traffic driving through those areas too.
But I feel like that's becoming less common now with all the apartments going up. They're buying up the single home properties and just consolidating everything into big apartment buildings. Mm-hmm. Do you see that going as a premium in the near future?
You mean the apartment?
No, the houses. Find a house with yard.
It is hard. It is hard to get a house with yard right now. It is very, very hard. And the price tends to be higher. Also,
depending on where you look, though, in an urban area like a Kingston, Mobe, yes, but country.
Well, country, you do have a point. But everybody most people tend to go for the house, standalone house with the yard, and the reason why the prices tend to be higher than probably getting an apartment.
Mm-hmm. So, what communities would you recommend people look right now if you want that house with yard? You're a returning resident, you're older, you want your bungalow. What areas are the areas that they should be looking?
Rural areas, definitely. You can get a lot of yard space. You can get quietness, peace, serenity.
Mm-hmm. It's much more difficult to find in the urban, I can imagine.
Yes. And older folks tend to appreciate nature a whole lot more.
That's true. And then with the new highway system being upgraded, we have Maypen to Mandeville, we have St. Thomas coming, makes places more accessible.
Yes,
so I feel like Mandeville right now is a hot real estate market.
Yes.
And going to St. Thomas, soon can't find land in that direction.
Yes.
Beautiful waterfront. All right, any final tips that you want to offer our viewers?
I would just say just keep on looking. Be patient. Don't compromise too much, but be very flexible. Find a good realtor. That's really probably the thing that will make this process easier. And then your realtor should have enough contacts that they can put you with different banks or different attorneys and so forth. The attorney that I used, she was amazing. She communicates well, she sends a lot of emails and kept me through the process. So the tip I have for you is just find a realtor, have that realtor build that team that you're going to need, and just happy searching.
Talk to different persons. You know, from early you can get a feel if they are into it or not. Mm-hmm. Trust me, you can. You know, give them some little tests, see how quick they respond. You know, and it's the same for even the lawyers. Don't just choose the first one that come your way. So take your time. Like Ricardo, probably what I would advise them to do also is educate yourself. Learn a little about real estate. Know what you want. Don't just jump in and just pick the first thing. Houses, don't pick the first house. Shop around, look at the different options. And yes. That's what I was saying.
All right. Thank you so much, guys. Really appreciate it. Safe travels back to Mobe.
Thank you.
Are you considering transferring to an internationally accredited university? No need to look any further. Make the right choice by transferring to the UCC. Undergraduate students who have successfully completed college courses at another institution may transfer their credits at any time to the UCC in order to complete an accredited degree and gain access to very attractive career opportunities available to current students and graduates. Our local, regional, and international career services partners will work closely with each student to explore and identify high-paying virtual and in-person career opportunities, jobs, and internships across the Caribbean and the U.S. Visit our website, ucc.edu.jm, for details.
That's it for this episode of The Property Source, powered by RE/MAX Elite Realty. Follow RE/MAX Elite Realty all over social media, and remember to like this video and share with your friends. Also, subscribe to this channel to keep up with all things real estate. I'm Kalila Reynolds. Let's get this money.
This episode was brought to you by the University of the Commonwealth Caribbean.